Welcome to another episode of Pawshaw Points, short thoughts from the weekly Torah portion. This week's Pawshaw Point comes from Ki Tavo, which is Hebrew for when you enter, and it goes from Deuteronomy 26:1 to Deuteronomy 29:8. This Torah portion speaks of the first fruits ritual, tithes, and lists the blessings for obedience and curses for disobedience. There's a lot we can talk about in this Torah portion. Today, we're going to talk about the command to rejoice. Deuteronomy 26:11. And you shall rejoice in all the good that Yahweh your God has given to you and to your house, you and the Levite and the sojourner who is among you. This command is in the context of giving the first fruits offering from the land. God commands us to rejoice in all the good that He gives us. Being grateful to God for the good that He gives us is not an option, but a command. We recognize that ultimately God is the source of the harvest. He is the one who provides our needs. We are commanded to rejoice in response to His provision. But what if we don't feel like rejoicing? The answer is simple. Rejoice anyway. Don't be led by your emotions. Instead, let your actions lead your emotions. Think of what you have as a gift from God, because it is. Now, say these words. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me with all that I have. Even if you don't feel grateful, express words of gratitude toward God anyway. It's true that words of gratitude don't always come naturally, but that doesn't change the fact that God is worthy of our thanks in all circumstances. Also, when you start acting grateful for all the good that God has given you, in many cases, you'll find that you start feeling grateful as you do it. As John Piper says, your aim in loosing your tongue with words of gratitude is that God would be merciful and fill your words with the emotion of true gratitude. Thank you for joining us for another Pawshaw Point. We pray that you've been blessed by this teaching, and remember, continue to test everything. Shalom.
It is because of you, our generous supporters, who make it possible to offer these high-quality teachings completely free of charge. If you feel led to support 119 Ministries so that we can continue this effort, please visit testeverything.net and click on the Support 119 tab. Learn how you can partner with us to take the whole Word of God to the nations.